this resolution that was written prior to me taking office, that the coroner was excluded from loggers. And at the time, when I talked to you about it, I did a little bit of research and didn't really understand exactly, but I asked that we take that resolution out, and so that I would be paying into loggers and to serve. Well, since that time, some things have happened, and I'm going to retire, or have retired from the ambulance district. So they will not allow me to retire from with one account and have a second account open. So in order for me to proceed with my retirement, I'm asking that you guys just put that resolution back in place. With my apologies, if I would have just left it the way it was, I'd been fine. But so that's basically what I'm coming to ask today, for you guys just to put that resolution back in place, just the way it was. And I have spoke with loggers, retirement department, and their legal department, and they said, as long as the resolution's there from the commission, it's no issue then. It just has to come from you guys. I mean, I can't just opt out of it myself. You guys have to have that resolution in place. So,
do we have a copy of that resolution?
I don't, but I'd like to hear from the county clerk's office. Stephanie's here.
There has to be some corrections done.
Yes.
And back, Stephanie will explain that.
Okay.
When Mr. Mullen decided to request that the resolution be redacted, we credited his SERF account, which is the county employee retirement fund, 2%, which had been charged because if you are not contributing into loggers, instead of the 4% contributions, an employee is required to contribute 6%. So we credited that to him. If we do go ahead and do a resolution and he is not involved in the loggers program with the county, he'll have to go back to 6% taken out of his paycheck, retroactive to the time that he was appointed in February on the 6th to the coroner's office.
From the day he was appointed.
Correct.
And then what was paid into loggers will come out of loggers. Don was here. If we have paid something, if we're the coroner's wanting to, for the county to longer, the county pays into loggers and the employees who does the serve. So where the county has paid into loggers on the coroner, will we get that back from loggers in our next next report when we go to pay them?
Yeah, they'll do an evaluation and they'll just credit back for
And they have to have a letter from us, or does a letter suffice?
Loggers?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it should be the same type of letter we sent before. And we'll send that in the loggers.
They advised me of this resolution. The resolution itself, if you could send them a copy of that. Whatever resolution you had before, I mean.
So you don't have to go back to the former.
And same with SERF, we would need to submit that resolution to SERF.
Okay. Not a letter, it needs to be a resolution.
Yes.
Then will that take care of both the departments, the loggers department, SERF department, and you guys would handle the transfer of funds?
Yes.
Doing.
And you'll have to pay back SERF?
Yes. We would move forward at 6%, but we would need to collect an extra 2% from now, or starting the date of appointment, which was February 6th, to now.
Then it sounds like that we need to get the resolution and have the attorney look at it again, I guess.
Yeah, if we do it next week, is that going to cause any issues with you ladies? Okay.
I'll go ahead and do it.
And I will send you each a copy of that resolution.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
So I think what we're going to do is probably have Travis read over it real quick and then make sure there's nothing needs to change and then try to put it on next week's agenda. That way it'll be done before payroll for them. Well, you wouldn't get paid until
right.
2 or 3 weeks. So. Okay.
September pay's already came out, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. For elected officials, yeah.
Yeah. So it'd be...
It'd be October, middle of October.
Should be done by then.
My apologies.
Now, are we going to have to... Once that's all done, are we going to have to get take the resolution away again, or...
No. Because no. Once it's in place, at least for me, it should okay. stay in place. And again, that was my mistake. Yeah.
If another coroner takes office, we'd have to address
we'd have
them,
to figure out
they,
what he wanted
right,
to do, or she.
Right.
Yeah, if they don't have another company that's also paying into them.
Right.
Okay. All right. All right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Taney County Personnel Policy Amendment Number 2018-02.
Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Before you is a request to amend the Taney County Personnel Policy Manual Amendment 2018-02-18-089-HR. There are two sections that are requested to be amended, and they both fall under the substance abuse policy. The first is in section 13.3, substance abuse policy, testing circumstances, random testing for drugs and alcohol. After the existing last sentence, an additional paragraph is added and reads as follows. All employees who are subject to random testing must notify their supervisor before the end of the business day following the day the employee receives a citation or is arrested for any moving violation, DWI, DUI, or drug-related arrest. Failure to provide notification of citations or arrests may result in disciplinary action up to and including termination. The second is in section 13-10, road and bridge employees. After the existing last sentence, an additional paragraph is added and reads as follows. If you have a commercial driver's license, you must notify your supervisor within 30 days of a conviction for a traffic violation, except parking, regardless of what type of vehicle you are driving at the time of the violation. This requirement applies even if you were driving your personal vehicle. In addition, for these employees with a commercial driver's license, you must notify your supervisor within 2 days if your license is suspended, revoked, or canceled, or if you are disqualified from driving. Both of these amendments have been reviewed and approved for submittal by legal counsel.
I might note that this came to the front by our insurance agent provider questioning our benefits that and has this will this then be sent to every department head? Will it be emailed to them if it's approved by the commission?
Yes, it will be sent to each department and with the signature page noting that each employee has received a copy and is aware of the amendment.
Presiding Commissioner Scoville, may I ask if our road bridge administrator is here, if he has any questions on it?
No, go right ahead.
No, I don't have any questions. What I think it's happened in the past that I'm aware of a couple times, and they've been good about letting the supervisor know what was going on, and we went from there with it. I think it's good that it's going into the policy, and like Bruce said, everybody sign it and be aware that they received it, and we've got copies of that.
All
guys have any other?
Move to approve the amendment to the Taney County Personnel Policy Manual, number 2018-02, which changes section, excuse me, which adds to sections 13-3 and 13-10.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
I don't see anybody here for the MoDOT update. Moving. We'll recess until 10 o'clock upstairs. We're scheduled for a road and bridge roundtable discussion. We'll be in recess.